Our second feature, written by Tara Greaves, finds out about garbology and what it can reveal. Here is Sarah again to tell us more.
We know them now mostly through sepia photographs, slightly worn at the edges. Often posed in their Sunday best, these treasured pictures provide clues about the lives of our Victorian ancestors, or at least the parts they wanted us to see. What if there were a more tangible way to get close to our great-grandparents, to discover the perfume they wore, their favourite food or drink, or even the habits they preferred to keep hidden? Garbology, or the study of modern waste, provides an important portal into the past, and the best part is you could even have a go in your own garden. Tom Licence was about six when he began visiting the sites of old rubbish dumps in Essex with his parents, a popular pastime in the 1970s and 80s, to dig up buried treasure, or so it seemed to a young boy. At that time, people were interested in collecting all sorts of things, such as stamps and coins, but many couldn't afford to buy antiques, and so all these sorts of hobbies, bottle digging too, were a way of collecting things without having to fork out too much money, he said. Most of the sites contained rubbish taken by barge from London to the Essex marshes in the 1880s and 1890s and dumped on low-lying land or old clay pits to raise the level of the land. What's left is basically a lot of ash and all sorts of other bits of broken glass, ceramics and anything else you can imagine that might have been thrown away. Now a lecturer in medieval history at the University of East Anglia and director of the Centre of East Anglian Studies, he brought his hobby into work. Rubbish doesn't lie. In the same way a private detective might go through someone's rubbish to reveal secrets, what someone discarded in the past can reveal what illness they suffered, what they liked eating or drinking, sometimes too much of, or how they reared their children, things they wouldn't necessarily be conscious of, he said. Tom began an online searchable database, What the Victorians Threw Away, in 2009, when he started writing a book of the same name, aimed at learning about everyday life and patterns of consumption through people's rubbish. It is the only database of its kind and now has thousands of images to look through. The book, published last year, explores the lives of ordinary Victorians by digging up the waste of three very different households, including a Norfolk rectory. A spin-off project, What East Anglia Threw Away, got underway in 2014, bringing together researchers, student diggers and local history societies under the umbrella of the centre in the shared delights of exploring old rubbish dumps. These sorts of rubbish dumps exist all over the country, not only large communal ones, but also individual ones in back gardens, particularly in rural areas. For larger dumps, Tom works with the North Norfolk Bottles Group using mechanical diggers. While much of what can be dug up isn't particularly rare or special, some items can be sold on to collectors. Tom says the period from about 1870 to 1914 is particularly interesting because it's when our throwaway society begins. After 1870, you begin to see packaging coming in. There was a little about before, but the idea of purchasing products from shops already in packaging and the packaging being disposable started around then. Consequently, you get a lot of packaging being thrown away. It's also the transition period from handmade to more machine-manufactured goods, along with the move from local products to more national brands. It's about that point that rubbish begins to be buried unsorted rather than being sifted and the useful materials removed, said Tom. He believes garbology helps connect people, especially children, with the past in a way they otherwise not be able to do. Last year, he led a community dig at Diss, involving pupils from the high school working alongside staff from the centre to excavate middens, or rubbish pits. As a result, Tom said some of the youngsters who took part have joined the Waveney branch of the Norfolk Young Archaeologists. And it's not just popular in this country. Tom has been contacted by people from many parts of the world, including the United States and Australia, and has been asked to fly to Brazil and India in the next few months to consult on discoveries. I was contacted by a professor who's the director of archaeology at a university in Rio. In advance of the Olympic Games, they were excavating a site and found a rubbish dump of Dom Pedro II, who was an emperor of Brazil, he said. There were all sorts of English, French and German items that had been chipped over. He asked me to fly over to help work on the archive and establish an exhibition and lecture on a project. But what about the waste we're burying now? Will it be of archaeologists? Well, while I don't see anything I particularly want to collect from our rubbish, perhaps things will be different in the future. And actually, there are people now who collect 1960s plastic squeezy washing up bottles. They are rare and nostalgic. Tim Pestel, Senior Curator of Archaeology at Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery, said, "In some senses, archaeology is all about rubbish, as it tends to recover things that people originally threw away or left behind. It is because such items were once so common and usually thrown away that little attention was paid to them, which in turn means that they were never recorded by people as being especially worthy or interesting. What archaeology is able to do is to look at such items again and see the part that they played, often unconsciously, in people's lives, and draw out a value from that in helping us to understand the workings and thoughts of past societies. Perhaps thinking about what our rubbish could lead future generations to believe about us should make us more careful about what we throw away."